Calling all benders and non-benders alike, dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Limits, we just taped a new intro to the quiz show tomorrow.
Yes, my favorite segment in fan history.
It's a Donnie Football Friday, and I can't wait. I absolutely can't wait. We have the official opening of college football season, officially week one. There's already been some games. We're going to make our predictions. We're going to have special guests. We're going to have, the quiz show. We're going to have all kinds of things. What are you pointing to?
You're pointing to something. You needing to fix the camera after you moved it when you were eating.
Yeah. There's something weird about the
Come on, Joe. You don't want everybody to see you eating?
Watching me eat. By the way, I just had pad thai with vegetables. You know what I find very unnerving and strange and not really edible?
Enlighten me.
Those little miniature cobs of corn. The mini-me's. The corn cob mini-me's. What is the purpose of them?
Corn cob mini-me's?
Little things of corn. Limits.
Like the corn on the cob?
Yes, but they're only like an inch long and they're skinny.
I don't know. Maybe you don't want to eat the whole entire thing.
Have you never heard of these things?
Well, I don't think I've ever called it that.
Well, what are they?
I just call it regular corn on the cob. It's just a smaller
portion.
Corn on
the cob? It's like it's the size of Inch High Private Eye. You remember that show?
No.
It's the size of a little toothpick. Even smaller.
Inch High Private Eye?
Who's the guy next to you in there?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Surely you've seen these little things, these miniature corn cobs, right?
Yeah, I know you're
why
talking about
Why would anybody
now.
Eat them? Why do they even exist?
Why not?
Are they?
Maybe you just want a small portion of corn instead of a
four-course
meal of corn.
No, it doesn't resemble, it looks like corn. It doesn't taste like it in any way. It's like these mini, the little kernels are grains of salt.
What does it taste like?
Nothing. That's the whole point.
Just blandness.
It's
blandness
just weird. In the ether. Is there anybody out there? And you can text Limits here at 928-9370. Who, when you're ordering food of any kind, thinks to yourself, man, I sure hope it includes those little mini corn cobs. Can't be.
Peppercorns, are they called that?
Yeah, peppercorns.
That's what somebody texts in.
Peppercorns,
okay.
Right. They look like corn cobs that have been shrunk or something. My incredible shrinking corn cob, right?
Maybe they're for people that don't have the teeth capabilities to eat a whole corn on the cob.
No, that's not the case.
No?
You can eat them in one bite.
And by the way, Andrew Lindberg has an opinion on this.
Yeah. Go ahead, Andrew.
There he is.
Please.
You want to know about the corn on the cob?
No, I want to know about these peppercorns, these mini corn cobs.
Right. So it's immature corn on the cob. So they harvest it before it's able to fully develop,
no way.
Which is why it doesn't taste like anything.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I don't believe that. It's true?
Yeah, and it's not very profitable, which is why you don't see it a lot, but it is in Chinese food, and why it lacks flavor.
Yeah, there's nothing to it. So they take corn, they take the bad corn cobs that didn't grow to fruition and throw them in there?
I think they harvest it before it can fully mature and grow.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew. He's always enlightening, isn't he, Limits?
Yeah, I'm glad he provided that context. Some people in the text line are saying that it's baby corn harvest super early, like we mentioned, and that it's also good for stir fry.
Well, when you say it's good for stir fry, what does that mean? The stir fry would be just as good without it. It's a useless thing, the little mini corn.
Our friend Corey Christen texted into the show and said it's literally miniature baby corn harvest super early.
Yeah, we got that. We've established that much. Why does it exist and why does anybody include it in food? Are there mini apples in food limits the size of a marble? Does somebody do that?
Other texters are saying that they're typically used in Chinese food quite a lot.
Yeah, that's what I got. I got pad thai last night from a Chinese place around here.
It's just baby corn. It's just the corn
I get that
has it. I don't know why they use it. That's basically
been established. I know that. Does anybody use, mini bananas? Mini unripened bananas
Do you want
in food?
Huge pieces of corn in like your stir fry?
No, I don't want any corn, especially an immature corn that doesn't taste like anything. I don't want that anymore.
The corn just hasn't grown up yet. It's a little immature. We can work on it.
Is anybody with me on this? They have to be with me. That when they see that in their food, they're like, why is it there? I'm probably not eating it. And it's actually mildly odd. What's happening here? I don't want the mini corn.
Sounds fine and edible to me.
Didn't say it wasn't edible limits. Let's go back to the lines.
All right. Let's go to Bob and Braddock.
Hey, Bob. Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, so mini corn.
I was going to ask for an opinion on mini corn.
Well, Kenny Pickett loves it because he got the little baby hands.
Kenny Pickett probably eats it like a regular corn cob, right?
Oh, yes. He can twist them around with those twist little hands. Oh, yeah.
Twist is the word I was looking for, yes. Can you imagine him with those tiny toddler hands limits eating a piece of baby corn?
I think that's why the corn was made, just for Kenny.
What else is on your mind?
Hey, what does Paul Skeens and Bubba Chandler have in common? Think about it. Beside 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Kenny Corn, they could call, instead of Candy Corn. That's somebody, the new name for
somebody
this
Somebody on
stuff.
The text line says it's perfect for Intern Dom. Intern Dom Corn.
Please include some Kenny Corn with my pad thai. What was your question now?
What does Paul Skeens and Bubba Chandler have in common beside a 100-mile-an-hour fastball?
What?
Think about the mustache. So we got to get the whole staff to grow a mustache like the old Oakland A's in the 70s. It's the power of the mustache, and maybe we could have a doubleheader with Skeens and Chandler pitching, and we have J.P. Roofing throw out the first pitch. What do you think?
Oh, now you're talking. I like that. And doesn't Burroughs has a beard. Does Ashcraft have a mustache?
I don't believe so.
He's got a hell of an arm, too, I'll tell you that. I like the mustachioed gang. Here, how about a little handlebar mustache?
Like Nick Gonzalez has?
Yeah, how about the play he made at the end of the game, barehanded?
He's a good player. I like Nick Gonzalez. He's a solid player.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
Tomcat in Mount Lebanon would like to chime in.
Hello, Tomcat.
Hi, Joe. I got to talk to you about these peppercorns. So I was a skeptic as well.
Yeah.
There is a restaurant about 5 miles north of Seneca Valley High School. I don't know if I can say the name on the air, but it is possibly the best restaurant in the area.
Okay.
And they have, it's been family owned forever. The son married like a chef girl from Switzerland, and she came back with a dish of, they make it there. They give you a bowl, like basically a dish. And it is peppercorns piping hot covered in Swiss cheese. And this isn't like a slice of Swiss cheese that you would put on a grilled cheese. I'm talking like at 2 inches of Swiss cheese. And it is the best thing I have ever eaten.
Wow.
I ate so much there that I actually vomited afterwards on the way home. And I passed out from a food coma.
Sounds like
Didn't
an
have
enjoyable.
A touch of alcohol.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You should look it up. It is the best thing in the world.
It sounds like you had a fun night there, for sure, around the Kenny Corn. This is unbelievable, Livis.
Kenny Corn.
That the Kenny Corn thing has taken
the
off.
Only corn and that Kenny can hold to be able to eat.
Right. It feels like the Kenny Corn was thrown in, like I picture a chef somewhere a long, long time ago, or a family of cooks, you know, saying, what are we going to do with these miniature corns that are never going to ripen? What should we do with these? Just throw them in there. Throw them in there. What the hell? Throw in the Kenny corn. And thus it was born, Limits.
Thus it was born. They wanted to try to find a use for it. You don't want to waste the corn that hasn't matured
but
yet.
I have to believe. Now, this guy's telling us there's a restaurant that serves Kenny corn with Swiss cheese. Are you kidding me?
Might have to go check it out, Joe.
Is that an hors d'oeuvre? Is it a main dish? I'll take the Kenny corn with cheese. Now, there's possibilities here, though. I can see Kenny Wood doing something like this. What are they famous for? The potato patch fries?
Yes.
How about very that good. With a side order of Kenny corn? And you'll see people all over Kennywood trying to eat these little miniature corns like they would a ripened cob, you know?
Does Mark in Mount Lebanon have any takes on the Kenny corn?
Mark?
No, I hate to bring you back to baseball, but I got to talk about baseball.
Please.
First of all, the Pirates are killing me these days because at a time of the year that I usually am getting ready to get off it, I mean, I'm an avid tennis player, and I've actually turned off the U.S. Open each of these evenings in order to watch the Pirates, number one.
What has you captivated other than Bubba Chandler?
It's the whole pitching staff. Yeah. I mean, this is a team, they're exciting to watch. You never know, you know, again, if they give up three or four runs, I don't think they're going to come back so far. But the thing I'd like to say is this. As great as this pitching staff is, and it's much more than even, you know, Skeens and Chandler, there's more of these younger guys are all playing unbelievably. So obviously we're all in agreement that they need hitting. And we're all in agreement that they're not going to spend. I'm not talking about the $40 million you're a player, but even for the lower ones, the players themselves are not going to want to come here. What you need is hitters that are under control. So the perfect time to go ahead and trade Skeens sometime this coming season is you trade Skeens, you get players that are in AAA that are about to come up that have that, they're ready. And if it works out, you never know for sure.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing is that then you don't have Skeens. That's the whole idea here is to have a rotation that starts with Skeens and Chandler and hopefully Jared Jones sooner rather than later, although Ashcraft is a very, very intriguing pitcher to me. Need a spot to park for the Savannah Banana Games this weekend? Try the garage at Nova Place. Nova Place just steps from PNC Park in a short walk to Acrisure Stadium, located along South Commons. Prepay and reserve your parking at Nova Place Garage on Parkwith. The best part is an easy exit in any direction after the event without getting stuck in traffic near the stadiums. Plus, they offer hassle. How many words am I going to mispronounce in this? Oh my God, this is like Crowley. Did you hear him get penalized on the morning show for all the mistakes he made?
Yeah, there's a buzzer that Callis will play.
And because he reached a certain threshold, he has to wear the 13-9 shirt tomorrow. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not hear that, but
that
I did hear
worth
this.
Yeah, that's like me on this read right now, but this is the place.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.